You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
MLBPipeline.com's Jonathan Mayo is on location as he catches up with many of baseball's top prospects who are playing in the Arizona Fall League.
Ryan, I know your season was interrupted by injury somewhat, so how excited were you to be able to come out here to the Arizona Fall League and get some extra innings and make up for some lost time?
Oh, it's awesome. I was hoping maybe I got the opportunity, but didn't know if it was going to happen or not. And now that I get to get some innings in before next season and help myself advance, hopefully, to stay in Double-A this next year, get a chance to pitch against some big league guys out here, it's awesome. I can't wait to throw more and more.
Now, you got a taste of what the upper levels were like. What were your takeaways from that in terms of what may or may not work here, and especially, as you said, carrying over to next year, I need to work on this if I'm going to have more sustained success?
Yeah, it's just like I think everyone says it, they hit your misses. The more and more you go up, and they did. If I missed, they hit it, and I had to learn from it. But I feel like I was able to adapt to it. I feel like I can adapt to it, and they do it here too. And if you miss, they're going to hit you hard. It doesn't matter if you got velocity or a great slider. They can hit here. So you got to be able to adjust quick and on the fly. And if you can do that, you can succeed, because if you throw your pitches, not everyone can hit your pitches. If you hit your spots, they may be able to put in a play, but more likely you'll do well.
Now, you dealt with some shoulder issues during the season. I'm assuming everything's fine, you're feeling okay. And what was that situation like, to have to shut it down and not be able to get on the mound during the regular season?
Yeah, that was unfortunate. I felt real good at the time. Got to Double-A, was real excited about it, and I had to shut down for 2.5 months. It stunk. I'll be honest, it really did. But you know what? I feel great now. I really do. I'm back to normal, and I'm ready to get after it here.
Now, the Padres had you working as a starter. You've probably heard, since you've been playing, some people see you, well, with that power stuff, maybe reliever is in your future. Do you have a preference? Do you want to try to keep taking the ball every fifth day if you can?
Yeah, I mean, I love both. I mean, last year I got to close a little bit, and that was awesome. It was adrenaline rush every time you got on the mound. There's nothing better than an adrenaline rush, but I also love starting. I've done it my entire life. If you can go 7 innings and no run, two-run ball every game, hey, there's nothing better than that. People talk about, look at guys like Jake Arrieta right now. I'm not comparing myself to him, but, I mean, it doesn't get better than that, being able to say that you're dominating after start, after start, after start. So whatever happens is good with me. I just like to make it to the big leagues one day. I'd like to get the opportunity, and if that's in the bullpen, it's in the bullpen. If I get a chance to be a starter, I'll run with it. So either one to me is great.
Now, how much of that sort of I'll do what it takes attitude comes from the fact that you didn't take the most direct path to pro ball? You moved around a lot, didn't pitch at first, So did that, because of how you arrived to this point, make you say, all right, I know it's not so easy and it's not always a direct path?
Yeah, I've been through some adversity. I think it makes you stronger. It kind of makes you realize that whatever you got to do, you got to do it. And mine definitely was a circuitous route. I wish it didn't happen, but I look back on it, I wouldn't change a thing. It's helped me to get to where I am today, and I think it's going to help me keep going.
Fernando Perez of the San Diego Padres organization. Fernando, when the Padres asked you to come here to play in the Arizona Fall League, what did it mean to you?
It was great, man. It was a blessing, because I think this is a big opportunity for me as a professional player, and I was excited excited.
As a guy who played, has played a couple levels of A ball, but hasn't, hit Double-A yet, seeing this level of competition, does it prepare you or help prepare you for next year, knowing, all right, this is what I got to do to play at this level full time?
Yeah, I mean, it's baseball, all levels is baseball. It's just like, it changes, the game and up here. And, obviously I know the things that I need to work on coming to the next season. And, I'm very excited and, ready for it.
Some of the things you learned, because I know, at least looking at the numbers, your first full season, you put up some big numbers. This past year may have been a little bit more of a struggle as you moved up. What were your takeaways from that adversity in terms of, all right, this is what I need to improve on to keep moving out?
Definitely. It was all years are different. And last year was a great year. This year, like you said, it was a little bit of struggle. And I think that's going to help me be more mature as a player, and like obviously now I know the things that worked during last season and the things that obviously didn't work this season. So I might stick to the ones obviously that worked out and you know, just move forward.
Now, in the early stages of the Arizona Fall League, I couldn't help but notice defensive shifts against you when you were up. Did you see that during the minor league season?
Nah, not at all. It was actually, I was, you know, kind of shocked because never, like, not once. So it was kind of like just, you know, strange. But, you know, that didn't get to my head, you know, because obviously I'm not used to it.
If anything, it's like a sign of respect, all right? Well, this guy can hit the ball hard when he's to the pull side.
Yeah, obviously. But, you know, when they do that, you know, I can take advantage too and, you know, probably drop a bunt or something.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.